I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
Quick side note, since you brought it up, if Cole is today's Nas, who is Drake and who is Kendrick?
Drake would have to definitely be Hov. Kendrick, man.
I'm glad he said it and I have to say it. It was obvious, but I have to say it. So.
Kendrick, around that time, look, bro.
I think Kendrick is an anomaly, for real.
Nigga really is an anomaly, because I'm thinking of so many niggas that was like, when Nas and Hov was still trying to do them runs in the 90s and 2000s, you had niggas like DMX stretching the whole 98s, you then the 99s, then you had 50 Cent. Like, that wave of, like, hip-hop artists that was, like, crossing that threshold of, like, I'm putting hits, but I still can, like, and don't get me wrong, Hov was doing that shit. But by, like, 99, 2000, Hov was really, like, hit-making and shit like that. The same way with Nas was. But Nas hit-making shit wasn't sticking like Hov shit was. And with Kendrick, it's like, nigga, I'm all of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm legit all of this shit.
This feel like a bailout. But if it had to be a comparison, and it's not really a comparison because, like, the similarities aren't really the same.
It's like Black Thought.
Nah, I was just gonna say, like, but this wouldn't be more so from a music perspective as much as it would be from a I wanna say Pac, but not,
I knew you was gonna say Pac, but you
not on some like in the anomaly piece type of deal. Like, Pac was kind of an anomaly in that sense. And I ain't trying to compare too much. I'm just saying from the sense of like where they stood. Like, I don't think there was another Pac if you considered everything and we were having a conversation about him. So that's the only kind of parallel I'm making. I ain't saying that got to stick. I'm just saying that's the only name that came to mind.
I'm going to be honest. I don't feel like Kendrick has no blemish on his career. We talking about out of all the niggas that we just named on this list, and some might argue Drake as well, but we know Drake, every album had your pick and choose and shit like that, but Drake still have a solid discography. That's no question. No question. I think Drake had the blemish when niggas found out that he had ghostwriters and shit like that. But it's like, if you a real Drake fan, when the nigga was rapping, like, the other day I was re-listening to, the track Fear. And on that shit, the nigga is literally talking about, like, nigga, I'm getting so big at this shit and it's becoming so stressful trying to, you know, be on a, talk about being the greatest rapper. Nigga, I'm about to get a ghostwriter type shit. That's how cold I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to get a ghostwriter, which at that time, like, nigga, a nigga saying that shit was just like, ah. But then when niggas actually heard, like, Drake, one of the biggest in the game has a, like, niggas took that shit and ran with it. That it's a blemish on his career. Kendrick has literally a flawless, right now, the nigga looking like Floyd in the rap game. You know what I'm saying? Like, no losses. You know, what nigga, realistically, name a nigga that, like, legit stood an entire year besides Lupe Fiasco trying to beef with the nigga. But what other niggas are legit? And Big Sean, but it's like, Big Sean, come on now, nigga. Like, I fuck with you, Sean. But it's like, you don't compare in a feud against Kendrick. Like, you can spit bars, but you don't have, you can't make complete songs like Kendrick, if I'm being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a knock. Kendrick is an unblemished artist when we talking about this entire decade. Now, some niggas might feel a different way, but I ain't heard that nigga miss. Y'all niggas tell me if y'all heard that nigga miss.
In the realm of what we talking about, I don't think he's missed. I know he ain't everybody taste. Like, I know it's a lot of niggas that, like, respect Kendrick, but don't necessarily, like, they may not have him heavy in rotation. They may not, it may not be super relevant to them outside of, like, Kendrick just being, you know, Kendrick. But no, I don't really disagree with you, bro. Like, he's been pretty, like, stellar in every aspect. He's checked every box, and he's done it in, I don't think it's unorthodox. I just think he's done it in the most, like, he had a mainstream run, then he also had this like weird kind of like, not underground, because he was
yeah, that Untitled era was some real experimental shit. But it's like, yeah, it's what we talked about, though. Like, every nigga that we just talked about on this list, they did very risky-ass albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the time Ye dropped 808s and Heartbeats, that was risky as fuck. Like, that was risky as fuck.
Has Future done a risky album?
Hell yeah. That Love Evil shit, that Evil shit was risky as fuck.
Honest was risky as fuck. People don't like
Honest was hella risky. After coming off of nigga just had the trap booming with motherfucking 4 or 5 tapes, and this nigga came on some singing shit. And like, we know Super Future sing, but I'm talking about like, I'm crooning to my lady shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was risky as fuck. Cause honestly, like he said, when Honest dropped, it was because you know he gave us the double album. You know what I'm saying? When Honest dropped. And then we talk about Future and Hendrix. Future and Hendrix was risky as well. The Hendrix side was real risky because it was like, all right, you know, we know you could do this, but it's just like, I felt like at that point where he did Honest, we kind of heard that already from like Pluto. You know what I'm saying? Especially Pluto 3D. You kind of knew that he was heading into that route with Honest. But that Hendrix, I feel like Hendrix was risky, especially coming off of like, your fan base only know like trap music at this point, you know.
Sheesh. So
yeah, I got it.
Drake. Well, whatever order, Drake, Ye, Kendrick, Wayne, Cole, Doug, Tyler.
Doug not on it. Tyler.
Oh. Tyler, Future. No, Future and Tyler.
Oh, yeah, Future. My bad.
Never ordered that.
Yeah. Damn. I forgot we wiped Nicki up.
We got some good honorable mentions, though. You know, Thug, Nicki. Man, niggas going to be. Nicki like not on the, just, people like got to be real with themselves, man. And that's one thing as like being a real fan of hip hop. And like, Qualls, me and you all the time, like, we had to have these realized moments when we was making topics. We was discussing certain conversations, you know, and Cole would come up. You got to take out that unbiased factor when it comes to your favorite artist, your favorite rapper. And when you talking about these categories of niggas that shifted the culture, like, don't get me wrong, Nicki has definitely shifted the culture. But, like, these people that's above her, the impact that they had and the consistency, the level of consistency that they had. And, like, it's like, man, if Nicki would have possibly dropped one more album that could have possibly stretched her for a good year or two. You know what I'm saying? She could have definitely cracked the 7 and shit like that. Like,
realistically, Nicki herself can only argue about two niggas being ahead of her on this list specifically.
Who you talking about? Like, niggas like who?
Tyler and Future. And them the only two that she can argue.
Oh, that she can argue that she should be.
Yeah.
Got you. Yeah. And I mean,
she could go for Cole, but I just don't really get the point for real.
I've heard that argument before. I ain't gonna lie, somebody really stood heavy on that point where they said if they was to get on the track, Nicki is watching Cole. Of course, I defended that with my dying breath, but you know,
I'm not mad really at it.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at it either.
What's Wash?
You she know, got the better verse, nigga.
Do you feel like
I don't know if having a better verse is a wash, because you could have some two top tier verses and one just. Got that's that.
I watched like Kendrick on Control.
Exactly.
Watch them niggas.
Big Sean watch verse wasn't bad.
Fuck that. No, it's a difference in that verse wasn't bad and nigga, we still talking about this Control verse. Watch I don't think nigga. Nicki doing that to Cole, though. That's all I'm saying. Like, if that's the comparison we use.
Are we?
Okay, but would you say that Nicki did that on Monster?
Did Nicki have the best verse on Monster?
I don't think
Did she watch everybody?
I don't think she watched the other niggas. I think her verse was just the most memorable.
Okay, so, I got we talk about another collab. And this goes in the conversation of Wash. Who had the best verse on Forever? Didn't Eminem watch them niggas? Or who was it?
I remember Wayne and Drake verse. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't think Eminem watched niggas. I think Eminem just got the OG stamp to go last because he was the OG.
Wayne was the OG. He was recognized as the best rapper. Like that's at what that they time
were he to was. Sell to. M wasn't. Wait, you talk about M or Wayne?
M.
In 09?
Yeah. Remember he dropped in 10. The nigga had dropped Recovery, and you know, critics was dick eating that shit.
Yeah,
was dick eating it. I didn't know M was in the best rapper out in 09.
That's what that whole Forever. That's what Forever was about.
Yeah.
It was the passing of the torch. That's why you had Wayne and M on there, and then Drake.
Yeah, on that motherfucker too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Drake had to go first because he was the rookie in that motherfucker.
Kanye was like the sophomore. Like Kanye is like Drake's big brother.
Yeah. Facts. And then Wayne went, and then M went.
Yeah. I don't know. Wayne might have the best verse.
I'm saying it's. Wayne verse was tough.
Yeah, no, Wayne actually slid on that bitch. As I'm thinking about it, Wayne actually slid on that bitch. Nigga said, hop up in my car and tow my chauffeur to the top.
I don't think
life is such a fucking roller coaster, then it dropped. But what should I scream for? This is my theme park. What? No, that nigga was crazy.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, niggas was almost talking about like not putting a nigga like him on that list.
Yeah, that was wild, of course.
What? I gave my reason. Arguing for and all I said was that all I originally said was that he wouldn't be that high. That's all I said. I never said he shouldn't be on the list. Like,
but I get that for 2015. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah, that fall off year, it was hurtful and shit. They gave us the likes of the niggas that's in our honorable mentions, though. Gave them niggas room to shine. Because if Wayne would have stretched another 3 years, them niggas would have been scratching tooth and nail trying to fight for just an even little highlight.
Who's to say that Thug is even Thug if we get to Carter 5 when we were supposed to get to Carter 5?
Facts.
I was gonna say, and for that reason, only because of Thug having that backing because of the bullshit that was going on, that's the only reason I feel like Thug would have even actually survived that run. Like, let's just say Wayne would have got out that shit earlier and been able to drop the shit. I feel like Thug would have still been able to, I don't know, be around. I don't think he would have been as big, but he would have been able to be around. But no, Thug's lane was literally paved by Wayne not being there.
Facts. And then shit, that nigga, even Wayne going to jail, as fucked up as it is, that shit pushed Drake career. Cause it was just like, nigga, you next up in line, nigga. So you gotta run these royalties up, motherfucker. Let's get it. And he showed up.
If Wayne never went to jail,
it would have been hard for two of them to coexist. It definitely would have.
With Drake's run or reign, if you will, would it have just started later?
It would have definitely started. I think we still would have got Thank Me Later when we got it, but we wouldn't have never got Take Care when we got it that year. If Wayne, because it was like we got the Carter 4, we got Thank Me Later in 2010, and we also got a mixtape from Wayne. Then we got the Carter 4 from Wayne, and Drake was still coming off of a little bit of, you know, the Thank Me Later tour transitioning into I'm about to drop Take Care type shit. And we was getting singles. We was getting singles at that time. You know what I'm saying? And niggas is like, all right, what Drake on? I believe he was doing the feature. He had a slight mini feature run because we got the then we get the Rick Ross Paris Morton feature. You know what I'm saying? We got that shit.
That's what Martin was
Ashton Martin was around that time. And then Take Care dropped. But I like, you got to think about it. Wayne was supposed to drop realistically the Carter 3, like, not the Carter 3, but the Carter 5 and what, 13, 14?
Yeah.
Something around like that time. And so Drake dropped Thank Take Care.
Or in there.
Exactly. Yeah, but there was the, around that time, it was like one of those, we just tossing this out type shit. We wanted the album, you know what I'm saying? And that's why he gave us that, the Free Weezy shit as well.
think about it. It would have, because the next album for Drake was Nothing Was the Same. And, you know, that was a whole nother year later type shit. I don't feel like we never would have got Nothing Was the Same if the Carter Five would have dropped that year. We wouldn't have got Nothing Was the Same that year. We probably would have got it that 2014, but then we would have never got Views in that 2015. 2015, 2016.
So if Wayne don't go to jail, Drake's career is halted. And if that halt happens, I'm just looking for a comparison here. So if Wayne doesn't go to jail, does Drake turn into Boss?
Damn. Hell no. I think the artistry of Drake was still there. Honestly, I feel like...
And that's no knock towards Boss, by the way.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, what would have happened, in my opinion, Carter 5 would have still dropped, but it wouldn't receive. I feel like, just from the songs that we heard, probably at that time, shit still would have been hype. But I think the next move, because Drake coming off of Take Care still with the drop, niggas is still wondering, all right, what you following up with after Take Care? And I feel like, because the pressure would have been so there, because nigga Wayne just dropped motherfucking the Carter 5, it would have been like, hey, bro, you got to bring your A game, because the big dog, you know, he just dropped the Carter 5 in a long-awaited series.
So do he slip into that G position?
I'm just looking at it like the pressure was put more on Nicki and Drake when Wayne went to jail. So they had to step up their A game with their musicianship. If Wayne never went, they still would have been hungry, but I felt like with the hunger would have been enough to suffice where they at right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if the label. I'm wondering. I'm not sure if those labels are comparable, just because Drake and Nicki were so fucking big that I don't think there's ever been another label that had somebody big as the head and then had two acts that
Rock Nation.
Yeah,
Rock Nation. Yeah, cause shit, when we got with fucking Rihanna and Kanye West, nigga, legendary. Shit, and we tossed Cole up in there as well. Legendary.
Yeah.
You think good, Wayne can run like that like music. Jay run that though?
No. Which I don't think Young Money was ran bad.
Wayne president CEO of Young Money. And then he had what you call it,
Cortez.
Yeah. And what was it, like Mac Main as well?
Yeah.
And Gutter. Yeah.
So who?
Was y'all naming people on Young Money? Or y'all was
no, nah, we was naming the heads.
Because you know Mac Main was on the label, but he was one of the heads too.
Yeah. Yeah, Gutter and Lil Twist and all them niggas don't.
Nah. They just roster niggas.
They just roster Chucky? Niggas. Yeah, niggas remember Chucky. Young Money really, I think the greatest thing, and that goes on to the story of Wayne, like, I feel like everything set up perfectly. The nigga knew he was going to go away. He's the top rapper in the game right now. He just signed two new motherfuckers, and let's not forget, shit, Nicki had already been in the game, you know, signed to motherfucking Gucci before, you know, so just Wayne taking her, and then they saying, all right, we about to make you this big celebrity. Not some celebrity, but big woman's superstar where you crossing over genders and doing all this other shit. Not genders, but genres and doing all this other shit. It's just like, man, it makes the artistry and the legend of Wayne even more impactful. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. There shouldn't never be a rap list when talking about Wayne, whether it be the 2000s or the 2010s, where he's not on that motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I agree. Now, if we talking 2020s, that's arguable.
Oh, yeah, 2020s.
We got to see where the next 10 go. But
yeah, 2020s looking real Drake-ish, Cole and Kendrick-ish. And it's really looking like that.
Yeah, that
and bottom. Niggas predicted that this. Bottom,
what's that, four? That bottom four would be real interesting for 2020, though.
Future still relevant. Not as relevant as the 2010s.
I don't know, bro. I'm saying, like, depending on how the rest of the decade go.
Yeah, Future might not be on that because Future on his second Tyler round
moving,
right now.
Tyler moving up into that top four.
Yeah.
He probably would. But I'm trying to think.
Tyler, Tyler from 15 and on, it's undeniable.
Nigga has not missed since.
If Baby makes the turn, if Lil Baby makes the turn, that people
Lil Baby's just on that Lil Baby on that 2020s list.
He already on there. He already on there. I'm just saying, like, if he makes the turn that, like,
you ain't like the last. Baby. You ain't like what he just dropped.
No, I ain't saying I like it. I'm just saying,
a
cool, like,
good project though.
Like, give us a album. Like, don't give us, like, he can drop hella songs that are hits that niggas will run and play. But, like, give us the material, bro. Give us a story. Like, walk us through it for real.
Oh, you want storytelling, Lil Baby.
I don't think that it's out of his reach. I just don't know if that's
because I'm about to say it's only me. A lot of people will argue It's Only Me was a good album they just dropped last year.
I'm not saying it's a bad album. I just don't feel like that gave us.
It wasn't my turn for sure, because my turn was like Lil Baby's moment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that was that album where it's like, yeah, this nigga's here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it was the argument of the new niggas between him and Roddy Ricch. And, you know, at that time, it was just like, all right, these niggas are here. But both of them since then, I feel like It's Only Me was definitely a better follow-up
than
what Roddy had, for sure. Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah, shit, man.
Roddy next project, he might. Yeah, that's tough. Roddy got to come through on the next project.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because he disappointed on that. He disappointed on that tape.
If we talking about third albums, Cordae got to come through too.
Yeah, Cordae disappointed on the last album too.
They got to come through too.
Was the last album the Chance album?
you calling it?
That was that. I Love My Wife ass shit.
Yeah,
it's definitely giving that.
It's definitely
that's another nigga. Album, another nigga who fumbled this decade, bro.
Chance.
Fumbled his fucking decade, bro.
Heavy. Oh my god, so did
if he wouldn't have jumped so crazy in that I Love God, like, ain't nothing wrong with loving God, you know, praise Jesus, you know, gotta thank him every day. But if he wouldn't have jumped so crazy in that bag, bro, like, he would have had a career for real. Like, you got this by Drake, didn't respond. Didn't really, you know, knock him down anywhere for real, because niggas really didn't know who he was.
He like Kanye's son his ass on video.
Bro.
Then he dropped that weak ass album.
Oh, that was
so like, damn, Chance. Yeah. I think so. When we gonna start talking about Joey in these conversations?
I think Joey is like one of the ones that's like
he a real hip hop dark horse, and niggas is not giving him flowers.
I wouldn't compare him to a Black Thought lyrically. But it's like one of those. It's like, oh, that's a gym over there. We know that's a gym. But like, he not mentioned amongst the mainstream gyms.
Yeah.
So, because 1999 was when? 12?
12.
Yeah.
And then Before the Money was 14.
So he had what? He had the what you call it?
He had something that in between then too.
He had a mixtape because he had the Long Live Steelo joint on there. What was it? Summer Nights?
2013.
Summer Nights. Yeah. And then that's when we got Before the Money in 2014, which was phenomenal. Then he followed up with All American Badass, which was another sleeper.
But I think All American Badass is where his trajectory stopped.
I feel like that was the mainstream for him.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't rap though. It wasn't mainstream rap though.
It was too much acting.
Oh, you think he got deep acting bag?
If he don't go into that acting bag the way he went into it, I think it's kind of crazy, because like, he's getting the respect now for his music, but he ain't even as in music as he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's why I said what I just said. Like,
and it's interesting because, so, 2000 was fucking fire to me personally. The epitome of a full circle moment for his career at this point in time. The question now is, what does he do with that? Does music become, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but like more of a hobby, and he just balances like, I'm gonna do music.
I just heard a new single he dropped.
Fallen.
Nigga, fire. It's like I'm looking at Joey as like how I looked at that artist when they know that they finally found their style and they not searching for their comfortability no more to do what they want with their music. I feel like that's where Joey's at. And it's like, yeah, we see it in his acting. If you watch his interviews, you see it in his confidence in his interviews. You seen it on the in the songs and the music videos that he putting out with the 2000 rollout. It's just, I feel like Joey's going to keep getting better and better. And it's going to get to a point where niggas ain't going to have no choice but to say, yeah, this nigga's here. You know what I'm saying? This nigga.
Would y'all say, like, Joey is like, and I don't mean not with the antics or anything, but would Joey be like this generation's like Lupe?
Mm. Yeah, because Lupe was giving us hits. For the early 2000s, Lupe was giving us hits. That Food and Liquor one, incredible.
I'm not mad at the comparison.
I think the only thing would be
the mainstream radio hits.
Yeah, that would be the only thing. Because Lupe got at least like three of those bitches, at least three or four. With yeah. Superstar, like
Hip Hop, You Say yeah. Me, Kid Push.
Kid Push. You got Battle Scars. Mm-hmm. You got the what's the shit where the nigga was like, the show goes on?
Off of Lasers?
Yeah, that yep. was hard.
Was hard. Yeah.
So Lupe got at least five mainstream hits.
Yeah.
Nigga also got the Touch the Sky verse with motherfucking, you know, him and Ye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Joey gotta make more hits. He make more hits, he can get that title. And that's a lot of things. Niggas, what you saying that Lupe, man, like a lot of folks don't give Lupe his credit. Like, unless you a real fan of hip hop, outside of like, oh, I'm just listening to this because, you know, this shit bumping right now, or like, this is what I'm sticking to. But you a fan of hip hop, you know what Lupe did when them 2000s was great. He stopped, I personally feel like he stopped like 12, and that's when he dropped back into the underground scene because music was changing and shit. But yeah, Lupe is one of them niggas. When it's all said and done, if we have to remake the list of top 50 rappers and, you know, take out them 80s, I'm walking down the street ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like making full ass songs. Lupe in that motherfucker. Lupe in that motherfucker.
That'd be fun to do. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I seen that list floating around recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of older niggas that's not going to be on that list for me.
It's a lot of older niggas.
Hey, so Pat, what you're saying is, so we bringing Jesse back for the, we doing 50 or we doing
25? 50 to tell the story of hip hop completely?
Oh my God. Jesus
completely. Christ. Completely.
Right. So you gotta at least mention three of them older niggas.
That's a large. Hey, 50 is a large pool, bro. I'm not going to lie.
It is a large pool.
I ain't gonna cap.
It's a lot of eras, though, bro.
If we do that,
a lot of eras of hip hop. Yeah, I get it.
If you do that, you gotta count groups.
Do niggas get counted twice?
Because you think I don't care.
Is we doing groups or collectives?
Hey, yo.
I'm saying it can get tricky. Wait,
so if we pick a collective, does each nigga take a spot?
Cause it
the collective not, take a spot.
That's what I'm saying. Cause
I think we should just do groups. Because if we do collectives, oh shit. But them niggas do make up the story of hip hop. I ain't gonna
for
lie.
For real though. Like, cause we can't tell the hip hop story without one Death Row. We can't talk about the 90s really without Death Row and Puff Daddy now.
Bad boy.
Shit. We talking about shit. Murder shit. Inc. Rough Riders.
Shit, early 2000s, Jermaine Dupri and them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, them 2000s was Rough Riders, Murder Inc. with motherfucking Ja Rule, Ashanti, you know, all them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You got Eve, DMX.
Cash Money, Young Money.
Yeah. You got ASAP Mob. You Maybach Music, motherfucker.
Our Future.
I think that would go shit, into
the internet.
Like,
do the internet and Our Future go together? Or is them two separate?
Yeah, and I feel like. Well, Sid split off from Our Future and did the internet shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have to go into who would be the best collective group of hip hop rather than going into the conversation of who are the top 50 hip hop artists that, you know, make up the story of hip hop. Like, you can hint at the collective, but realistically, you have to make collective its own conversation of like who's the best collective.
Sure. Can we define collective?
Like, it's labels, like, basically, what we just saying, like, yeah. Black Hippie and them niggas. I mean, TDE would be in that motherfucker.
I mean, so it's collective, basically group. I don't think there's a difference.
I mean, so group would be like Outkast, UGK, Wu-Tang. Them niggas would be groups.
Gotcha.
Collectives is niggas. It's like, you know, when we come together, we a collection of niggas, but we ain't really labeling ourselves like Wu-Tang.
Exactly.
So the Diplomats, is the Diplomats a group or is it?
The Diplomats are definitely group. They're group. Damn, you definitely got to put the Diplomats in there.
Yeah,
collective. I will say, that's what I'm saying. This 50 going to be great.
But all three of them niggas? Damn, no.
Jim Jones, I'm going to be honest. Cam'ron is definitely making my 50. If I had to say my 50, Purple Haze and motherfucking.
The first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I personally like the Coming Home take because he got the shit with Daydreaming. He got something else on that bitch. Like, I'm a Cam'ron fan, though, so. Biasedly speaking, the nigga is gonna make my 50 list.
The game in my top 15.
Gotta have 50 in the game. I'll
argue with anybody.
Woo! Top 15, that's tough.
Top 15.
You're right.
Nigga, your game so motherfucking hard. It's like, hey, look, I'm giving. Hey, look, I get that nigga my flowers. You won't hear no slander with that nigga. Not for me, nigga. Listen.
Yeah.
If he did documentary one, but I feel like he did documentary two so perfect, bro. He did that shit so perfect, bro. And like, I feel like he did. Of course, he gave us Jesus.
Low key, people won't acknowledge this, but the later half, I say 2016 and like 2020, that run he was on.
So you got to stretch it out to 15.
Crazy.
Stretch it out to 15.
15? Was that when the first one dropped? Yeah.
Then, matter of fact, give his ass either 12 or 13 because he dropped Jesus Peace.
No, I give him Jesus Peace. Jesus Peace is undeniable. But that was like, you got Jesus Peace, then you got, Cold Red after that? Like,
yep.
He had an iffy album after that, so that's why I was like, the straight
run. He does that. Like, that's the one thing about the game that's just like, he does that. He dropped a great-ass album, and then it's just like, all right, I'm going to put this shit out. And it's like, he know he can do that shit because he that cold at that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like you said, that 2016 like 2020 run from the documentary 2,
it was 2.5. We give it 2015 because documentary 2 came out 2015.
Yeah, documentary 2, then he had the 2.5, then it was something else.
Born to Rap.
Yeah, Born to Rap, then he had 19XX. He retired, sure. Came back.
Yeah, game there. Game there,
for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Sheesh.
Hey, look. Shit. Hey, look. Got a versus for you before we get off. I want y'all opinion on who will win this versus.
I say no bullshit, man.
It ain't, bro. It's not bullshit. I didn't even make it up. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So two separate questions. Unless y'all want to do them together, is who has the better discography or who's winning the versus? I want to do it together or answer them separately.
Yeah, let's do it together. Let's do it together. Because you got a better discography,
you win in the verses.
Yeah.
That might not be true.
I mean, potentially not, but
depending on who it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Roddy Rich, and Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan is winning the verses.
Yeah, because people still mad and want him to be where Thug is to this day.
Like that, I'm still going in. The difference is walkthrough. It's the only thing Roddy probably got. He got the box. He got what's the shit that he had before the box where niggas was like, yeah, this nigga Roddy Rich hard. It was a
mixtape.
Die Young.
And then before that was there's another one from the mixtape, the first mixtape.
I know what you're talking about, and I can't believe this Roddy shit drawing blank, because I'm a Roddy. I fuck a Roddy hard.
I don't think Roddy got enough, though, especially not for no damn 20.
No, I don't think so. Either. Not for no Roddy. Roddy only got a project and a half.
Facts.
And then you talk about let me see.
It was people taking Roddy, by the way.
That's he got why. Every. Oh, he got Down Below every season. He got Die Young, and then from Please Excuse My the album that had him turnt was The Box, High Fashion, you know, and everything else is really just like if you personally fuck with the tape. But Rich Homie Quan got his solo experience. He got the duo collab with Rich Gang and Thug and shit like that. Yeah. He definitely won in that.
It might honestly be a wash for real.
No, for real, because every time he bring Thug out, it's over.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Now, Roddy has nothing for Mama Cita. Oh, my God. Jesus. Thug
walk out on the stage with Birdman and yeah, no, nah, hell no.
Nah. Yeah, no, people was really saying Roddy. That is crazy to me.
I don't get how they doing that either, because I'm like,
people don't be.
What songs would it be?
People don't know Rich Homie like that. That's what it is. It was a younger nigga though.
I'm just thinking about like what songs Roddy would perform. Like what songs does he have to throw on a versus?
Not a lot.
Against Quan.
Of all people. Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah. I be feeling like the man when I said timeless, motherfucker.
Very much so.
Yeah. Sorry, Roddy. I ain't gonna lie, The Box was annoying to me. I know it was a global sensation, but it was annoying versus, like, if we talking about a real versus, like, the shit that really vibed more, it was definitely walk through with vibe more than The Box, but niggas, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, The Box is a show song, for real. Like, that's exactly. The shit to perform at the festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. I'm not mad at the list. Y'all like the list?
I love it. I love it.
It's a solid list. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with it for sure. Well, y'all already heard it, man. We're going to have Jesse back whenever we do this 50 list. I don't know when we're doing it, but we're going to have to get to it for sure. But yeah, man. Hey, Chop, appreciate you coming on, brother.
Chop, man. There's some good combos. Good combos.
You hear me? Look, trying to get to it. But yeah, that's it for this week, man. We'll catch y'all next time, bro. Peace.
All right.